Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. I'm your host Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are we all doing tonight? I'm doing pretty well myself. I'm gonna sound like such like a adult, but I just made the best dinner. It was really good. It was a caprese stuffed chicken. And I'm really proud of myself for making it, because that's like the first like real meal I've made so far. But yeah, I'm proud of myself. And then my housemate, Dylan, if you're listening, Dylan, hello. But he had a leftover slice of his sweet potato pie, and I also had a slice of that. And it was also very good. Yeah, and I guess on the bad side, for whatever reason, the main computer just isn't... The Wi-Fi is just down for whatever reason. I'm going to try and troubleshoot it once I start playing music. But, yeah, for right now, I'm just, like, operating off of my, like, laptop. So, we'll see how well that goes. Anyway, so I think we should talk about today's theme, because as you're all aware, doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and doopy time is by definition all the time. So what is doopy right now in this moment? Well, dear listener, today, June 28th at 11:02 p.m., doopy is a verb, not a noun, and it means to find information, a place, or an object, especially for the first time. A synonym for this might be discover. So today, for today's theme, I picked out some songs that I don't think that I want you guys to maybe discover. I think that would, yeah. All of these Spotify artists, their monthly listeners is under 100,000. So just to give you like a baseline for that. I don't know why I searched. Radiohead has 16 million monthly listeners, whereas a lesser known artist such as, like, I don't know, Soccer Mommy has a million listeners. So neither of those artists will be on today's set list. They're all artists under 100,000 monthly listeners. And actually, I think most of them, I think the song with the highest monthly listeners, the artist with the highest monthly listeners, is 63,000. So, yeah. So, a lot of lesser known artists getting some airtime today. But, you know, maybe you'll get something out of it. You know, maybe you'll find a song that maybe you'll discover a song that you like on this, and yeah, we'll see where that goes. Anyway, so I did like write a little blurb about each artist just to like kind of intro them. So first up, we have this artist called, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's Swedish. Dina Ogden. There are so many vowels and so many ways I can pronounce this. But anyway, it's Swedish for your eyes, and they are like a current day band, kind of in the vein, kind of playing music along like the 70s funk kind of vibe. They are self-described as the love child of Fleetwood Mac, Eric B. and Rakim, Karang Bin, and old Motown B-sides. And they're all seasoned like session musicians who kind of came together to create their first album, their first self-titled album in 2021. And the song that you are about to hear, called Tombola 94, is actually a song that was released just last year. And I had been listening to it for like a couple weeks prior and didn't know that. So when I saw that it was like I literally thought it was released in the 70s because it's mixed like it's in like it just sounds like it's from the 70s. You'll hear it like and you're going to be like this is literally from the 70s. No, it's from 2021 and I had to look it up to corroborate. But no, this song is from 2021. So anyway, I will be playing this song and one more song which I will talk to you about after I play these songs. So without further ado, let's hear Tombola 94 by Dinah Ogden. My name is Ian Smith, and welcome to Doopy Time. I hope you discover something new today that you like.
Fingrar drar. precisa aprender o que eu sei. E o que eu não sei mais. E o que eu não sei mais. Não sei. Comigo vai tudo azul. Contigo.
Alright, that was Baby by Quintetto de Nota. Yeah, continuing on with our Discover theme, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this song and this artist. They have 25,000 monthly listeners, and the other one has 49, I think. Anyway, that's beside the point. Quintetto de Nota, which is Portuguese for Ternura Quintet. Quintet. Bossa Nova, obviously, based on what you heard, kind of influenced by 70s soul a little. They only released two albums, being their last, and they actually have arrangements on this album from famed Bossa Novaist Arthur Verosai. All right, moving on. We have a song by a band called Sweeping Promises. If Michael Cameron is listening, he actually showed me this song. So shout out to Michael if he's listening. But anyway, Sweeping Promises is a duo, Caulfield and Lyra, who started making songs in Arkansas, but they kind of moved to Cambridge, Massachusetts, and kind of started multiple bands, cut their teeth playing, like, writing and playing music in, like, the DIY scene in Massachusetts, Boston area. They recorded their first album in, like, what they referred to as, like, a concrete laboratory, which I'm assuming is just, like, a huge concrete room, and apparently that album that they recorded in that laboratory blew up so much that they are, like, now based in Austin and are making new music there, and which is even more impressive considering that they only had, like, one basement show, like, under their belt before, like, the pandemic hit. And they already had, like, this album out, and then I guess this album, like, blew up, and yeah. Crazy how the internet works. Very post-punky, new wavy kind of band with pop sensibilities. We love that in a band. We love a good hook. We love a good line and sinker. Anyway, this is a song that I've been enjoying recently a lot. It's a short little ditty. We've got "Pain Without a Touch" by Sweeping Promises. Let's hear it. What a nice song. Durmiendo en el Parque by Niños del Cerro. They are a Chilean indie rock five-piece. I think of them as kind of like a Midwestern emo kind of Fishman's Turnover mix, if that makes sense. That song is from their last EP, which is a name that I won't even try to pronounce, but their previous album, Lance, in 2018 blew up online, which garnered them a lot of like praise, critical acclaim, and this is like from their following EP. And yeah, a single off of that EP, a very good single, wouldn't you agree? I've been listening to that song so much. It's a good song. Anyway, kind of moving into like a new kind of like genre, we are going to be talking about Bebe Yana, who she's Korean. She debuted actually in a K-pop girl group called Evil, EVOL, like love backwards, in 2012, and kind of started like self-writing, producing, and arranging songs while under, I forget what management she was under, but after that group disbanded, she kind of laid low for a bit and then started coming back into the K-pop kind of like sphere as a solo artist. Only now she's kind of like doing, like, her style of music has very much changed from like 2012 K-pop, which is probably like first or second wave, so very, very old sounding pop. Now she's like combining like K-pop but also like UK garage and hyperpop and R&B, and I'm literally begging you guys to like go listen to her entire discography, because there is literally not a single bad song anywhere to be found. This song that I'm about to play is called 1-2-3, and it was just released on her EP, which just came out a couple weeks ago, called Space Mulan, and this song is called 1-2-3. I'm gonna play this song and you guys are gonna see, like, you guys need to listen to her, she's so good. Anyway, 1-2-3 by Bebe Yana.
Thank you. just be open. Mama told me that love is best you can. What wouldn't last forever? Usually gone to lose.
Rooms by Silas Short, coming at you live on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Free Farm Radio, aka Doopy Time, for the next 30 minutes. That was Silas Short. To keep with the Discover theme that I've got going on, if you're just tuning in, my theme for this show is Discover, so I'm playing songs with artists that are probably, hopefully, lesser well-known, at least less than 100,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. And I'm just giving like a little blurb about each of them. So the song you just heard is called Rooms by Silas Short off of his debut EP Drawing, which I actually just got the chance to listen to last weekend. It was really good. Very solid. I was listening to it in an airport and it was like the perfect like neo-soul kind of like thing I needed to just like walk around the terminal because I had a layover and I was bored. Chicago-based singer and producer Silas Short, neo-soul and R&B as you just heard, but a lot of wide variety of influences such as Radiohead, Bjork, Erykah Badu, so and so forth. He was born and raised in Milwaukee, but kind of had a little up and coming when he came to Chicago. So I think in an interview he talked about performing alongside R.I.P. Ferreira, who is previously known as Milo, who, if you know of Milo or R.I.P. Ferreira, he's like one of, like, I think, like, the best art rappers in the game. He also is known for his, like, very fluid guitar playing, which I'm sure you kind of heard, which is actually a result of him breaking his hand at age 17. He's also mixed. He's half white, half black. So, as a mixed person, I feel like I am allowed to be annoying every once in a while when I see someone else mixed in society. Anyway, moving on to, like, the piece de resistance of the set. Halfway, this almost 7-minute song that I'm about to play for you guys by Jim O'Rourke. He's American-born, but he's actually now based in Tokyo. Speaks fluent Japanese and English, even though Jim O'Rourke is a very white name. So he learned Japanese and moved to Tokyo. He is very prolific. If you haven't heard of him, chances are you've probably heard one of the albums that he's worked on. He's a producer for several indie darlings such as Wilco, Stereolab, Joanna Newsom, Murzbo, Sonic Youth, and he even won a Grammy for his production on Wilco's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. The albums that he creates are also widely spanning various genres as well. He kind of does a lot with post-rock, singer-songwriter, also lately a lot of ambient and noise. And he has many albums and EPs released under his own name and several aliases, but his most well-known album and EP, albums and EPs kind of come from his, like, I want to say 10 to 15 year stint under the label Drag City, which is also the same label that Joanna Newsom is a part of. The song that I'm about to play from Jim O'Rourke is a song called Not Sport, Marital Art. Not Sport, Marital Art. From an EP from, like, 1999, I think, called Halfway to a Three-Way. And I encourage everyone to listen to this EP if they get a chance, if they like the song. But also, Insignificance and Eureka are probably some of the best indie rock albums probably ever made. So I suggest you give a listen to those. I think I'm going to do my PSA real quick. And then once I play this doozy of a song, we'll kind of jump back into, like, the rest of the song. So, speaking of Discover, I've been trying to find a PSA that kind of fits with the theme of every show. So I found one called Discovering Nature. Remember your childhood memories when you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. And on that note, let's hear Not Sport, Marital Art by Jim O'Rourke. See you guys in like 6 minutes and 50 seconds. Also, pay attention. This is a good song. All right, I'm gonna stop interrupting now. Bye. Not Sport, Marital Art by Jim O'Rourke. See, that wasn't so bad, wasn't it? That didn't feel like 7 minutes, almost. In case you were wondering, all the other songs that I have are under 4 minutes, so I won't try to test your attention span like that again. Anyway, moving swiftly on with the rest of my program, because I have seven songs to play and almost 15 minutes left. So I will be talking about this band called Air, not to be confused with the other band called Air. This is a band called Air from the 70s. They are a jazz rock group, one of the bands under Herbie Mann's label back in the 70s. The song that I'm about to play is from their debut and only album, which is also self-titled, so Air by Air. This song that I'm about to play is called Sister Bessie, and in their words, this song is about a nun who took LSD after falling in love with a hippie, and then made love to him, deciding she would leave the church and the convent. Apparently, the hippie had different ideas and left town quickly. This song is about what he might say to her about his hasty exit, if he said anything at all. I want you all guys to think about that while this song plays. See if you can really hear what they're getting at. Also, pay attention to the vocals, because the singer, her name is Guji Coppola, and my god, this woman can sing. Anyway, let's hear it. Sister Bessie by Air.
Sister Bessie, don't you say no prayers for me. A slow boat's gonna lead me where I'm bound. I'm far to travel, far across the distant seas. My destiny will lead me where I'm bound. Only a child.
Modern Tourism by Feeble Little Horse. Love that song. They are a noise pop band based out of Pittsburgh, and they actually just recently performed at Tufts at Apple Jam's Spring Thing, which I may or may not have been a part of. But yeah, they rocked live. I'm actually, they're coming back to Boston, I think on the 1st, and I have plans to go see them with a couple Apple Jam people, so that should be really fun. They actually were just recently featured on Pitchfork's Instagram as a band to watch. So get on the Feeble Little Horse train now, because I think they're gonna blow up soon. I'm telling you guys. Anyway, kind of continuing on in a similar vein to that sound, we have a band called Eiafun, which is spelled E-I-A-F-U-A-W-N, and is short for Everything Is All F'd Up and Whatnot. Not much is really known about this band, other than that they're based in San Jose and Portland, and they're kind of like similar kind of slow core indie rock vibes. Yeah. And then the song that I'm gonna play, yeah, I'll talk about the song I play after this, after I play that song. So anyway, this is a song off their album Birds in the Ground. I think this is their only album, Birds in the Ground, from 2006. This is No More Like That. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. 歳とってきて好き嫌いを
Suki Kirai by May Simones, coming at you. May Simones, based in Boston, actually, and goes to Berklee College of Music, last I checked. Her genre seems to be like a little bit of a jazz influence, indie pop, and my research led me to her inspiration list, which is John Coltrane, Wes Montgomery, Thelonious Monk, Joao Gilberto, The Smashing Pumpkins, and Nirvana. So a very eclectic mix of people there. And I think you can hear pretty much all of them. So I'm going to try and play two more songs before I go, but they're both like 2 minutes. So hopefully I won't waste too much of your time, won't go over by that much. But let me just start talking. This next song that I'm going to play is a song that I've literally been obsessed with. Like, I cannot stop listening to it. It is a song called Hangman by Pax. I just added it to my playlist like 4 or 5 days ago, and I've listened to it like, let me check actually. I've listened to it approximately 20 times. That's kind of cool. Kind of crazy. If you think about it. Anyway, the story behind their band is they met at a house show prior to lockdown, and when lockdown did happen, it led the main singer-songwriter Madeline Link to write several songs, and this song is one of them, which was their first single released under the New York label Fire Talk, which also is home to a couple other indie bands called like Dead and Deeper. And they actually have an EP coming out in 2 weeks, and I personally am probably going to listen to it, and I'm actually probably going to listen to the rest of the album because I've really only heard this song. But some very like mellow indie pop before I play my last song. Let's hear Hangman by Pax. It's a good one.